Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we spend this week talking about being protected by God, about knowing God's protection, today we're going to focus a little bit on being protected by discretion. The psalmist writes, Solomon writes in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11, "The discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you." If you think about the troubles that we find ourselves in, and how many times they're brought about by choices we made that probably weren't the wisest choices. And this concept, this idea, this practice of discretion, of guarding what we say, of guarding what we do, becomes a protection. It's interesting that the writer combines the discretion with understanding. And so many times we find ourselves pursuing a course of action, a choice of words that, well, seem good at the moment, but when we have a fuller understanding, we realize that they weren't so good. See, this practice of discretion is really, in my mind, all about guarding not simply our life, not simply our well-being, but our heart and mind in Christ. Discretion is about not only knowing the right thing to say, but knowing the wrong thing to say and not saying it. Knowing when the time is right and when it isn't. You see, God's call for us is to speak truth in love. But discretion is that filter that helps us to know when it's appropriate, when it would be better to be silent than to speak, when it would be better to wait than to act. And those can be very difficult things to do. Working on a message for this coming Sunday on watch and pray. And it has a lot to do with what to do when it's time to wait. We don't like to wait. We live such busy lives, there's so much that needs done, that the very idea of waiting seems counterproductive. Well, at least until our lack of waiting gets us into trouble by doing something without full understanding. And I recognize the idea of full understanding is a pretty elusive concept, but there does come a time when we need to act and we need to do based on what we know and what we can learn. But discretion is all about the discovery process. I remember years ago, I was in high school, perhaps even junior high. It's been a few years ago. And my brother and I had been to see a movie that, well, it wasn't one that I would typically choose. It was rather gruesome. And the scenes within it were, well, not pleasant for me. I know there are people that like gruesome horror movies, and I'm not one of those. But it involved a lot of people being killed and dying in very gruesome ways, and I'm not even sure why it was considered entertainment as I think about it. But when we were out having pizza with a group of friends, somebody was asking about the movie, and here I found myself describing a scene in which a lady was killed in some details and ways that kind of brought a stunned silence to the room, and I realized that one of our friends sitting there had lost his mother in an accident that resulted in some similar injuries, similar manner of death. And it reminded me, even then, that I spoke without thinking, that I did not use discretion, that I wasn't paying attention to who was in the room and what was going on in their life. And I think we have a lot of that happening in our nation, in our world, in the cultures that we live in, where we're so enamored with our position and what we believe and what we want to see happen that we don't take into account the actual lives of the people that are having to listen to us. And when we learn to practice discretion, we gain this protection. It's the old think before you speak. Investigate before you act. Not only spend time asking yourself, is it true, but ask yourself, is it helpful? You see, there's a lot of things that are factually true that really aren't helpful in every situation. Some might not be helpful in any situation, but discretion takes the time to understand that this will hurt somebody. And doing this in public will create even greater hurt. And discretion says, I'm going to spend time with God, and if it's something that really needs said, we're going to deal with it privately. But many times in those things that are really hurtful things, there's a good chance that God will say, that really doesn't even need said at all. Now, there are things that bring pain that we need to hear because we need to know the truth about the change that needs to take place in our life. We need to know the truth about the sin that we may have become entangled in, that we've made excuses for. But discretion says we deal with those privately between brothers and sisters. We don't drag them out into public. We don't do it in ways that are likely to crush a person rather than bring healing. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to think about what it looks like to watch and wait as you involve prayer in the midst of that process. And that those times where you watch and pray, that the waiting would be a time that you learn discretion. That today, when you're browsing through social media, when you're listening to conversations, when you're at work, when you're at home, wherever you are, that you would allow discretion to protect you as you watch and as you pray. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is designed for our good. It is poured out upon us in a way that wants us to grow and to mature and to be protected. And Father, today as I pray about being protected by discretion, about understanding, guarding us, may you remind us in a gentle way of those times where a lack of discretion has brought pain and harm to not only ourselves, but to those that have been around us, to those that we've spoken to in ways that did not involve discretion, in ways and times that were not appropriate. And Father, as we consider those times, as you remind us of the outcomes, may that reminder not serve as a harsh, a hurtful thing, but as a gentle reminder to live with greater discretion, to spend more time watching and praying, of looking at the bigger picture and having a greater understanding of what's really going on. Father, that discretion would protect us from those times of putting our foot in our mouth, of saying things that end up being inappropriate because we simply weren't thinking, we weren't realizing where we're at or who we're with. Father, help us to have that understanding that guards us. That our zeal for truth would be tempered with this discretion. That not only are we truthful, but that we're helpful. Father, may we grow in understanding. May we grow in relationship. May we grow in our pursuit of you. And may we learn the discretion necessary to deal with hard things in private, to deal with the tough things in ways that bring change, that bring repentance, that are not cause for further harm. Father, may we practice that by examining our own life first. By making the changes and following through with the repentance that you've called us to. Father, today as we live life, as we go about the tasks that are before us, as we interact with people, may we live as those protected by discretion. And in the midst of all of that, may we lift up Jesus in every way possible, in every way that's helpful, in every way that's good, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.